Nah, going to the dentist. We're really sorry. I know the dentist that D hooked you up with. He had an emergency. Okay, but you'll like the other guy. Mr. Greg Deloria. I went, all right. He walks in. He's got this big charm and smile. He looks at me. He goes, we've met. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, we met at an airport. I went, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Please tell me you're kidding me. You have no clue. And I didn't want to tell him. I don't like telling people.
Right.
Because there's a little bit of, are you a freak? Are you religious? Yeah, like, are you this
I've
and that?
I've been thinking about you for the past 3 years.
Boy, have I been thinking about you.
I sat on my porch and prayed for you.
To come back into my life.
I said, bring this man into my life. Like, can you imagine if I said that? And so I just went, you have no clue what has led up to this moment.
Wow.
You just have no clue.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, my God. Finally. And this is not your time.
Finally, we did it.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
You're on that crazy media tour, aren't you?
Well, today's a day off, so we're wandering in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that's my favorite place in the world to wander.
I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
There's so much to wander and see in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, together with Sheboygan, right?
Hey, at least you have, let's see, you got the, there's a little river, you got a little museum there. You have a little river. Well, they used to have a river until they had a big flood. I was touring there and I went there 1 year and I came back next year and everything was gone. I was, oh my God, what happened? So the new album, you got the new album out. You're already out on tour.
Yeah. Yes.
I got a lot of questions for you, right? Because I'm an 80s 90s guy. I'm almost 50. Right. So I grew up with the Priest, the Maiden stuff, da da da. And then I had to come accustomed to the newer wave of rock metal stuff and screamo and stuff like that. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Milano, Italy, and I will be 44 in a week. So we probably kind of have the same background.
All right. Now, how does an Italian girl, and I'm going to assume your parents were intact when you were growing up?
Yeah. I'm from Milano, Italy. I was born there, born and raised.
Catholic?
I was born as a Catholic, yeah.
Okay, so this is what
I was raised as a Catholic.
Because I know a couple very, very old school Italians that aren't even from Italy. And their daughter, how did you get away with your father going, Dad, listen.
Well, I am the last one of four.
Wait, are you all girls?
The youngest one. My parents have been smart enough to kind of keep it up with the ears, following the trends that my brothers and my sisters were bringing with them. So they were always surrounded by music 24 hours a day and people going in and out of the house. So they supported me immediately, when I told them that I wanted to pursue the musical career. Of course, they were kind of suspicious at the beginning because you would always want a safe job for your kids, right?
Yeah.
So when I told them, "Hey, I wanna quit the job that I'm having now because I'm gonna try the musical career," they were like, "Are you sure about that?" They didn't really like it at first.
Oh my God, Christine, how are you? Come on, how are you doing? It's the mama. I went to grandma. Hit this.
Abbassare me la papà mule!
You're killing your papa!
Why are you doing it to me, the big zero? Come on! No tell Anne Rose. All right, how old were you?
They knew that it was just right for me to follow my heart and do whatever I wanted to do, you know.
Whether
it was going well or not.
How old were you when you just knew and you told your parents? How old were you?
I think I was like 22 or 23. Because it was in 1996 when we did a promo tape, okay?
Yeah.
Back then there were still tapes, which now it sounds crazy to say, but we produced our promo in a cassette that we sent to some labels around Europe. Mm-hmm. And it was in 96 when we sent the tape, and it was 97 when we signed with Century Media.
How exciting is that first one? That first time when you sign, was that? Because I'm just going on my own thing. I remember being, I think I was 20, probably same age. And my mom was all about, you need to fall back on something. And I finally said, listen, this is not happening. This is what I want to do. And I'm going for it. And it's not. And my dad was supportive. But I remember the first, like, real job I got. And it felt so good. That I right, you,
yes.
You finally got the moment where you show them. Now, your first music, were you the rock metal girl, or what were you going after at that time?
Well, to be completely honest, we weren't really going after anything, just because think about a young band coming from Italy.
Right.
Italy is not a very known territory for rock and metal. There is not a big rock culture over there, but we were loving rock and metal music. We were listening to a lot of international bands.
Who are you listening
so
to?
So we were simply hoping that somebody could give us a little bit of attention and say, hey, you guys' music, it's pretty cool. So in a million years, we would have never, ever imagined that in 20 years, we would have still been a band going well with 8 records out, with a strong base of fans following. So it was incredible. You know, when we got the chance to sign a deal for us, it was something unbelievable. We were very, very happy. We didn't know what to expect. We were very, very naive back then because we had no idea about the music business, but it was something crazy for us. It's like, wow, we're signing the deal with a German label, with the American part of a German label, and we're going to be on tour in a month in Europe with a band that is already known, and we're going to bring our name out there. So it was kind of scary. It was exciting, but scary because we didn't know anything. We were just like kids trying to learn how to walk.
So let me ask you. So when you were going into the music, was your mom and dad thinking you come in with a little out, you know, Volare or something like that, and then all of a sudden you're hitting them with what you hit them with? Did they first have a heart attack, or were they?
Yeah, well, as I said, they were pretty prepared because in my house, my brothers were already listening to some heavy music. I mean, like AC/DC, not metal, not something
right,
like
just hard
very,
rock, hard rock,
very heavy. But at least they would listen to some hard rock. They would listen to Zeppelin or Genesis, a lot of different bands, a lot of different artists. So they were already prepared for music, let's say so. And I have to say that they weren't that surprised when they heard our music for the first time. Of course, as parents, they were like, isn't it a little bit too heavy
Christine,
it was a little bit heavy. But then they loved it. And my dad, I mean, he's 89 and he still listens to rock and metal. I mean, it is actually his favorite genre.
Oh my God, 89, God
lucky.
Bless him.
God
bless him.
I am very, very lucky.
God bless your dad. That's tremendous that he's still alive. He's 89 years old. I could just, you know, it's funny. I just cracks me up probably the first time they went, and they're like, why, Christina, why they run around in circles shoving each other? Why can't they just... Why no, they just clap?
What is this thing called the mosh pit? Why are they doing that?
Why no, they just
Why
to clap?
Each other?
Madonna.
They love each other for the music.
Oh, Maroni.
Madonna,
they
cook the banza.
Oh, my God. And nobody sit down. Nobody sit down. That's amazing.
He wasn't really surprised. I'm blessed. You know, they're really open-minded.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I guess it's out there who you've been dating for a decade now, right? How long you guys been dating? Tell everyone who you're dating. Of
James Ruth.
Of?
From Slipknot.
For a long time now.
Yeah, 12 years. In August, it's going to be 12 years.
What are you guys waiting for?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Pardon, sorry?
What are you waiting for?
No, we're just like walking in the middle of the mall and it's damn noisy. I don't know why there's so many people here. Isn't people supposed to work at this time of the day?
No, you're in Des Moines,
like
Iowa.
Us.
There's absolutely nothing else to do. There's zero to do in Des Moines, Iowa. But
they
to
are
come
all here. They are all here right now. I swear.
But I was going to say...
Sorry, I missed the question because I couldn't hear you.
That's okay.
I apologize.
That's okay, sweetie. Is there a marriage coming up? Like, what's going on?
Your
feet?
We're not very... No, we're both not very... very
traditional.
Interested in marriage. And plus, I mean, it's working just fine. Why should we ruin it?
Okay. What about kids? Little kid action, maybe? Maybe?
Bambino.
No, I mean, we
come on, give grandma, give your mother the grandchild. Christina, come on.
We're traveling all the time. We're always on tour. It's hard to catch each other in between tours, so it will be insane.
I just, again, think of your father. Think of your father, Christina.
But my father was staying home.
Come on, I was a kid. Why not?
We were traveling the world playing music. He was home.
Come on.
He was a father at home.
Give me grandchild, please.
Little bambino.
Little bambino, please.
Nah, they already have nephews. Actually, also two, how do you say, grandnephews?
Yeah.
I think they're set.
I have that.
I think my parents are set.
That's cool.
They already have their kid fix.
That's cool. Well, I got to be honest with you. I know you walk around the mall. This is such a pleasure talking to you. I hope Delirium.
It was nice. No, it was nice.
I
absolutely.
Hope Delirium absolutely.
I'm glad we did it.
I hope it destroys. It's going to destroy. I can listen to your voice for hours. The band. And I'm not into that music, man. It takes me. I needed education for that. With a little screaming, a little singing, a little scream, a little singing. The guitars. It's powerful. It's powerhouse. And I wish you nothing the best. And all the best to you and Jimbo. But come on.
Thank
a little
you.
Bambino,
thank you
please.
So much. Thank you so much. Very much.
Ciao, baby. Ciao.
Thank you. Thank you to the familia.
Ah, la familia. Ciao, baby.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Take
ciao,
care.
Team.
Bye-bye. She's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, Metal Me listeners? So my kids, they just discovered The Matrix. They all hopped up because I got this loot crate thing that gives you all these cool things and little gadgets and collectible items. And, well, let me tell you about it. Basically, it's a Comic-Con in a box. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service that ships cool items right to your front door, including licensed gear, unique one-of-a-kind gadgets, collectibles, and more. Each month, it's a different theme. June's crate is celebrating dystopia with a crate full of a power from collectibles. There you go, from grim realities and broken futures. And I got some cool stuff from RoboCop, Terminator 2, The Matrix, BioShock, Infinity, Fallout 4. Sounds like something for everyone. I'm sure a lot of you are like me. So just go to www.lootcrate.com/metal and enter the code METAL to save 10% on any new subscription. You have until the 19th of the month at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. So stop what you're doing. Sign up today. Do it. That's lootcrate.com/metal and enter metal to get your 10% off. Dystopia.
We'll not get out of my face.
Yeah, the article that I was talking about was Supreme Rock Goddess. She's one of the top 10 Supreme Rock goddesses.
She was voted hottest girl in metal 3 out of the past 10 years or something.
Well, she's stunning. She's absolutely stunning to look at. And I do like that type of rock. What was that that band?
Evanescence?
Yes.
So this is the whole thing. She was supposedly, they were doing that way before Evanescence. She was like the female goddess.
Right. They call it a good cop, bad cop style.
What's that?
Oh, it's like what they do. Like, yes.
Angelic voice, yeah. And then all of a sudden, whoa, you know.
Yeah. No, yeah. It works, because when that comes in, it's like, oh, we got some nice melody in there.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to say, I'm really digging the soundtrack song from their album. I'm liking The House of Shame, which is not the, but Delirium. I'm really liking this Ghost in the Mist. So check these. Again, this is not my 100% style, but you know, it's funny when you talk to the people. I love finding out about your mom and your dad.
Yeah. Well, she's also from Milan, which is a little bit more hip and modern.
It's more hippie.
Wise. Yeah, yeah. And also, it's funny, she even mentioned it, but when you're the youngest daughter in an Italian family, for some reason, they could do no wrong. No matter if you're the first, completely different story. If you know, it's something about that youngest one. And she even pointed that out, which was, it just goes to show it's everywhere. concept.
That's got to be hard to be a girl and be like, I'm going to get into a metal band. How am I going to be looked at by all these other guys and other bands, you know?
She must be a badass, though.
Yeah.
Because first of all, she's used to being...
She has brothers, right?
She's brothers.
Yeah.
So and the other thing is, any attractive girl, I call it, they instantly have the rock star syndrome. And what I mean by that is, when you're a rock star, or if you're just popular, rock star, actor, everyone stares at you, and everyone wants a piece of you. A beautiful girl doesn't have to be a rock star. They have that.
Right.
A lot of people don't wrap that around their head, but if you grow up beautiful,
everywhere you walk,
you know people staring at you. Yeah. You know people are undressing you with their eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, so you grow up with that. She must be a
badass.
She's a badass. Yeah. And, or very confident.
Right.
I'd like to meet her.
But it's to not wind up being like, oh, I'm all that. You know, like, because a lot of people like that.
Right, because she could be all that.
Yeah.
And she's been dating Jimmy from Slipknot for 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years.
You think he sleeps in his mask? No.
You didn't ask.
But that too, there's so many people like that. Like, it's 12 years. I just, come on. Wait a minute. He tours, she tours.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a little bit of an open relationship.
That would have been a great question.
It would have been a great question.
Let's call her back.
I didn't want to disrespect her.
Yeah.
But how do you keep relationship if, like, all right, you're gone for a year and you're gone for like 6? What?
Maybe that's
There's
why
only
it works.
So much with the pillow and everything else. I mean, what do you? I mean,
well, how do you, Jim? You're
I don't go out that long. Yeah. I don't go out that on that long.
Maybe they have it set up that way too. I don't know.
Wasn't she saying that it's like they're both always gone and they just getting together?
Yeah. I bet you she. I wonder if she.
Yeah, they've been together for 12 years, but in truth, if you count it out, they've been dating for like a month.
They've seen each other. They've been dating for 12
times.
Years.
They're passing the airports.
They've seen each other 8 times.
Right.
No more of a stress.
They just haven't broken up yet.
They're waiting to see each other again, and it's been like 2 years.
They haven't spent more than 6 hours in a continuous block together.
They had dinner once in Des Moines, Iowa. Is that where it is?
Oh, my God. She's walking around Des Moines, Iowa in a mall right now. Think about that. So what do you think the Lacuna Coil people are doing? Walking around a mall, Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, let's go walking into the Gap.
What Madonna, where can I get an espresso around here?
What's this bar? This bar, this is not Italiano.
State zitta, God.
Oh my God. Hey, biscotti, biscotti.
It was among the Italians. It was real greaseball shit.
Tell you what, today there were times where
I could see you. You were just like in your own world.
I was at work. You know what enabled me to do? I have to rehearse as if I'm live at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that today, I was able to do that. And I was having a ball. Yeah. Because when I have a ball, I can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can sing and I'm finding pockets where to play, I'm chomping on the bit to get out there.
Yeah.
After today, I was like, this is the first day where I went, my face is not numb. Mm-hmm. Do you realize my face has been, I've been worried I'm going to have a stroke or get that Paul's Belzy. What is it called? I'm not even kidding you.
Bell's palsy.
I have dysfunctional.
I gotta meet Paul Belzy at the dialysis.
Belzy balls, right?
He's dyslexic instead.
Paul's Belzy is a dyslexic guy.
Paul's Belzy.
My face is
Bell's Hells.
Wait a minute.
Hey, it's a Paul's Belzy. It's a Christina's a friend. A Paul's Belzy.
She should marry Paul's Belzy instead.
They have a lot of bambinos with a Paul's Belzy and a Christina.
My face, instead of drooping down, it's facing upward. That's what I have. Up Bell's palsy.
That's the next album title is Paul Belzy. You should get him. That should be the new guitar player. Yeah, you're good, but we just want you to know your new name is Paul Belzy. You cool with that? Yeah, I guess so. Because I'm cool with that. How about we made him sign the drums?
I never heard you. That's the first time I heard you laugh that hard since we were on a roller coaster. Oh my God. I tell you what. Oh my God. I'm not even kidding now. On a serious note, I just realized why we're doing this podcast. It's the first time the side of my face hasn't been numb in weeks. I've been either grinding my teeth. I was gonna go to a specialist next week, and I got so much tension.
Yeah, it's rough,
because of this, and my fear of like this is not gonna come together. This is not gonna sound good live the way I want it to sound.
Well, we have to make it come together, and the only way to do that is work and time.
It's going to now.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can talk about me. I gotta rock and roll.
Oh, we will. All right, he's gone.
Yeah.
What a dick.
I mean, come on. He's interviewing this Italian woman, Christina. He doesn't even introduce me. I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. Parlo Italiano.
Yeah.
Parlo picotino Italiano.
You should have done the interview.
I should have said something. Uh-huh. God, didn't even... Can we hoarding it.
Since we didn't get to play the game...
Actually, let's, why don't we have me asking her the questions and you could just edit me in asking her instead.
So we were going to play F, Marry, Kill with her. And
Jim didn't do it.
Jim didn't do it.
I think he was running out of time.
Yeah. Said it, me too.
You were running out of time too?
I mean, I think he was running out of time. First one was going to be Lars Ulrich, Ronnie James Dio, Udo. Which one? I want to see which one she think. You think? Who do you think she would F?
out of Lars. So, Ronnie Dio Ruder Dirk Schneider. I say Lars Schultz.
F? No, but marry is something that you have to think long term.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be Lars.
She's going to kill Dio because he's dead.
Well, maybe she'll marry him so that she could take his money.
Oh, right, yeah. So marry Dio. F Lars. I bet you she would kill Udo.
Got to.
Yeah. So the only yeah. Well, maybe on a later podcast we could find out if we're right about this.
Yeah, we should ask her. Just call her.
Okay,
up.
The other one is, next one is F, marry, kill Freddie Mercury, Rob Halford, or Jim Brewer. Who's she going to marry?
It's got to be
Freddie Mercury.
No, he has AIDS.
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I mean, it's a different
but
time.
He's got, he's
don't
got,
they have a cure now? Like, he's wasn't, got,
yeah, I think like, you can maintain it.
Yeah, like Magic Johnson doesn't even have AIDS anymore, I think.
So Freddie Mercury's got the most money. I always think money is the marry, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Would she marry Jim Brewer or kill him?
Well, if it has to do with money, the amount he pays us.
I bet you she would kill Halford.
No, she's metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. So she's going to F Halford?
No, she would. I think she would marry Hal. No, yeah, she'd probably marry Jim because he's like long term.
Yeah, he's a good family guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She'd marry Jim.
She would kill Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Although she did throw out like Genesis and stuff as stuff she listened to. Not that Genesis and Queen are the same. I guess.
Rob Halford, she's going to, what then? She's going to F Rob Halford. Oh, no, no. She's going to.
Yeah, she's going to F Rob Halford,
and
correct.
Kill Freddie Mercury, okay.
Yeah.
The next one. The next one is Keith Richards, Robert Plant, or Eddie from Iron Maiden. She's probably going to kill Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
Because he's already dead.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Keith Richards. So who do you marry, Keith Richards or Robert Plant?
I would guess
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, yeah.
Yeah, and you, yeah, Keith Richards. Okay, here's a good one.
Or I guess you could F Eddie because he's just like a doll.
Right, yeah. It's like a real doll.
Yeah.
That's debatable.
It could also be a picture of him, too.
We'll have to ask her.
We'll have to ask her.
Joan Jett, Stevie Nicks, or Pat Benatar? She's gonna marry the most one she likes the most, probably, which is probably Joan Jett.
Yeah.
She'll
Yeah.
I would say Pat Benatar.
Is she a guitar player?
Yeah. She plays guitar and sings.
Then maybe it would be...
Oh, her? As in...
No. Yeah, Christina.
Oh, I don't know. I think just singer, I think.
Okay. Because maybe that would...
Oh, she could, like, write with her?
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know...
Yeah. Well, Stevie Nicks, she could write some good songs. Yeah, I don't want to spend my life with that. Pat Benatar. So who do you kill? Stevie Nicks.
I would say Stevie Nicks.
I would too.
I guess I'm thinking in her brain.
Yeah.
But what would be yours for those three?
I would kill Stevie Nicks. I think I would marry Joan Jett.
Really?
I'm just thinking money. She's got I love rock and roll.
Yeah. She's got our money too.
Yeah.
She's getting all the royalties
from
the
right,
album.
For old school. Yeah, right. So if we become successful, I can keep getting some of that.
Right. If you marry her, you'll have more writing credit just for marrying her than you will for writing the songs.
Totally. She's got like 50%. Yeah. Pat Benatar is who I would F then. And I think I agree with that. Looks-wise, I think I'm more into Pat Benatar than Joan Jett. But I also haven't... It's because I haven't seen Pat Benatar since she was young.
Yeah, that's true. I am looking at In my head, I'm looking at the pictures on the albums.
Me too. I'm looking at Pat Benatar then, but I've seen Joan Jett recently. And that, but she doesn't look bad, but
right.
That's what I picture as her recently. And then we can't do this one for us, but it would be Mike Tichy, Joe Vigliotti, or Alex Kennedy.
Come on.
I think I'm going to marry Joe because he has a good job now. And we know we're fucking killing Alex.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what.
No, okay, so we sent a picture of us three. It's a stupid picture of me. Alex sent, it was going to be me, him, and Jim. Alex sent a picture of me with a, playing with a dog, a picture of Jim making a kind of goofy face, and a picture of himself in his tuxedo at a wedding.
Yeah, whoa. In his tuxedo at a wedding. Like 7 years ago. Yeah. 7 years ago.
Looks like a little boy.
Yeah. He's 10 pounds lighter in the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually posing. Uh-huh. Like, come on.
All the art pictures are horrible, and Alex is like right from Sears.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get back to that game. I'm sure she would want to play.
Oh, definitely. We have to find out.
If we're right.
Yeah. 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 Have to find out the answers.
Matters. This is my church. This is my temple.